So this is really cool. Super excited for it, too. 93.1 Moose FM, Timmins' biggest variety. Good afternoon. I'm Shane Button. Getting a chance to talk right now with Steve Mazur, the lead guitar player for Our Lady Peace. Steve, you live in L.A. right now, right?
Rain and I live in Los Angeles, and the other two guys are in Toronto. So we're split as a band, but, you know, luckily with modern technology and stuff, we can send ideas around and this and that. So thankful for the internet, things like that.
No kidding. Do you guys get to record in person at least, or like, do you record your things and send them all off separately?
Overall, we like to all get in the same room. You know, there's just a magic that happens, and magic is a strong word, but there's just a vibe that you get actually physically playing together and in the same room that you really, no matter what you do, it's hard to fake that with other things. But interestingly, we've had a couple situations where Duncan and Jason have recorded something, you know, at their space in Toronto and sent it to us, and we've started working on it, you know, not with the intention of keeping things, but at some point going, well, this sounds great, it's got a vibe, so why don't we just keep it? So the new record, Somethingness, has, like, there are, you know, most of the songs are recorded in some really great studios, but there are a couple songs that actually, like, the drums were done in Jason's, you know, rehearsal space in Toronto, and the guitars were done at my, you know, project studio in L.A. So it's kind of fun to have the option, but whenever we have the choice, we like to get together and go into a good studio and pick up on that vibe of all playing with each other.
For sure. So, actually, speaking of that new album, Somethingness, it's, you know, quite a gap, 6 years between records for you guys. What's it like now, this far into a career? I mean, you don't see a lot of bands that have been around for a long period of time releasing lots of new music. They kind of just rely on playing their old stuff. You know, what keeps you guys motivated to keep playing and keep writing new stuff instead of just going back to all the old stuff?
You know, I think it's just I think it's why all of us started doing it in the first place, was, you know, being very excited about making music. And I don't know if we'd be able, I think it would be tough for us to not be making new music. It's something that, it's a challenge, and it's so inspiring when you finally, you know, work hard and have something new. And it's such a rush making new music. And, you know, maybe it's a selfish thing, that feeling of something, and how you have a little seed and you work on it, and all of a sudden, if it becomes something, you know, that's one of the best feelings that I know, and I'm sure it's similar for the other guys. So I think selfishly, it's just kind of like, it's such a joy for us that we just would be a little sad not doing it.
Right, and it would get kind of tiring not having new stuff to add to the list after a few years, I would think, too, right?
Man, I think so. I've played in cover bands in my life and stuff, and it's kind of like, yeah, you know, playing same stuff all the time. But I don't know. Honestly, people ask sometimes, do you get sick of playing the songs? And I can honestly say I don't. And I remember playing in cover bands and getting very sick of playing songs. But I honestly don't get that with our band. So that being said, I don't know. We've never like not made new music. So maybe at that point I would get tired of playing stuff over and over. I don't know.
Fair enough. What's it like? What's the difference between playing the stuff you've been a part of writing versus the stuff that was written before you joined in 02?
I thought it would seem like, you know, a big difference. Like, okay, I'm playing this part on stage that, you know, I wrote, or we wrote, that, you know, I recorded in the studio, versus I'm playing a part right now that was, you know, written and recorded when I had nothing to do with it. What's strange, though, is after a little bit, it kind of just starts to feel all the same. You know, it just starts to feel like, okay, we're playing Clumsy right now, and next we're playing Heavyweight, and they just start to all seem like all songs we're playing live. It does the division of this is old and this is new. Honestly, it's kind of like, maybe at first, like when we have a brand new song and the first 3 or 4 times we play it, then that feels very separate from the other stuff. But otherwise, it kind of all feels, in my head, honestly, it's not a big division between that stuff.
I guess that means that you've kind of adapted it and adopted it as your own, right? The old stuff, anyways?
I feel like it, yeah. So I hope it comes across that way.
So when we've got a festival like this for Stars and Thunder versus, you know, touring for Somethingness, how much of the new album gets put into a festival show, or do you go to the older stuff specifically because it's a shorter set and maybe you've got people that aren't big fans, they don't know you that well, they're there for the whole festival, so you kind of try to play the more popular stuff? How does that get worked out?
Yeah, you know, we think about all that stuff for sure. I mean, you know, I think if we had our druthers, we would maybe want to go up and play our entire new, all nine songs of our new record. But, you know, that would be a bit of, you know, not appreciating the people that are there to see you. You know, it's like, that's a bit of a non-healthy selfishness, I think. So, you know, we think about it, and it's very exciting playing new songs in the set, too. So we get, you know, our little bit of selfishness in there where, you know, instead of playing four new songs, we might play two or three because right. We have, you know, less time. And I got to tell you, overall, it's a good problem to have going, we only got 60 minutes instead of 90. Okay, you know, which songs can we get in there? And like, wow, okay, we have a lot of songs at this point that people know. And it gets to be a little bit of a chess match sometimes to figure out the set list when you have different times. But and festival, obviously, it's not everyone's there just to see you. But at the end of the day, pretty nice problem to have.
Absolutely. I guess when you're putting together an all-star list, so to speak, yeah, you get to look at it and go, oh, man, we got some big songs to add to this. That's fantastic. So I'm guessing...
Absolutely, yeah. It's like,
I'm guessing you're going to play the single off the new one, right? Drop Me in the Water. Any other songs yet? Because you haven't released a second single from that, have you?
We actually released Nice to Meet You just sort of recently. I think it was kind of more to like, you know, like alternative sort of radio markets. So we've had that one out now as well.
Right. So I guess those two are making their way into the set for sure, I would imagine.
Well, you know, it's hard because there's a song on the new record called Ballad of a Poet, which you know, quickly, long story short, is the lyrics are about the 10 minutes of the very first time that our singer Rain saw the Tragically Hip perform live and how inspiring and monumental it was seeing the band and Gord. And it's not a tribute to Gord necessarily, it's specifically about those 10 minutes when they came on stage and he had never seen them before. It was at like an old Toronto awards show where they were just coming out. So that song we've been playing live, and it's a very special song to us, and it's a very special song especially to play live. So we kind of have been having trouble not playing that one. So we might end up playing, you know, Drop Me in the Water, Nice to Meet You, and Ballad of a Poet, because at this point, I don't feel like it would feel like a weird show not playing Ballad of a Poet because it's been such a special moment for us in the set. So we'll see. You know, we'll see where it what happens.
Yeah, and I guess too, you know, once people start to find out that this is relating to the Hip in some way, shape, or form, they're just going to want to hear it anyways because it's the Hip, right?
You know, that seems to be the vibe so far. You know, we just did this Canadian tour in March. It was co-headlining Our Lady Peace and Matt Good. Boy, I'll tell you, yeah, it seems like people were very interested in the story and responded very positively to it, so, which is great because it's a real special song for us to play, too.
Now, this is going back a little ways, and I'm just curious if the stance has changed, because back in like 2002, you guys had said you were never going to play the WWE Chris Benoit song again, based around the situation that happened there. Has that changed, or is that still always going to forever be off the table?
Yeah, we've not played it since then.
Yeah.
To be honest, we haven't really talked about it a lot. And, again, you know, kind of like we were talking about earlier, we have the great fortune at this point of having a lot of songs that people know. So it's kind of like, yes, people knew that song, but we're kind of at this point, luckily, not struggling to put in songs that people know in the set. So it's kind of not, it's not really a tough choice to leave it out, you know.
Fair enough. So, you know, other than, you know, touring for the new album and that kind of stuff, what else do you guys have on the go right now? Is there anything that you're doing specifically on a side thing or that the band is a part of, anything like that you want to kind of push out there at all?
I mean, honestly, yeah, we're very proud of this new record, and we definitely, I feel like we have a sort of a new energy right now where we're very psyched about the record. And but we've already done a fair amount of touring for something this record. We actually did like a 5-week U.S. tour. We did a whole month Canadian tour. And honestly, we enjoyed making something this so much, especially at the end. A bunch of the songs came together right at the end that we actually are quite eager right now to get back and start writing and recording again. We're actually, you know, the dialogue kind of goes in the, you know, throughout the cycle of you're making the record, you know, you're finishing the record, you're doing all the artwork, you're putting it out, you're going on tour. And for us, it's like the dialogue is already, you know, then as you tour for a while, then the dialogue starts shifting back to, yeah, man, so you know, working on any ideas lately? And we've already kind of shifted into that, you know, those dialogues of, okay, when are we going to get together? We got, you got this idea, I got this idea. So we actually are wanting to get back in and start writing and recording and getting that going as soon as possible.
So it's probably not going to be another six years.
I know it's crazy to think it's been 6 years because it didn't feel that way to us. It didn't feel like a long time between records, but no, it will not be another 6 years. You know, we definitely plan on doing, we have a bunch of festival shows this summer and a little bit of touring, but like I said, it was very, you know, making a record can be a lot of work, but it was also very energizing for us. So I feel like, you know, at this point, we've been doing this a while. I think we know that you, you know, motivation sometimes can be hard to create and emotion. And we just feel, we feel like we have a wave of energy right now and excitement. So I think at this point, we know well enough to like, that's pretty valuable. Let's try to tap into that right now while we have it.
Definitely. So one last thing. I know you said there's no songs that you're tired of playing. Do you have a favorite one, though, that you can't wait to play this? And if it were up to you, no matter what, it's in the set every night.
I would say, you know, older songs, One Man Army. There's something about that song. I just love the different sections of it. It's got little riffs, and it's got all these elements musically and lyrically, and it's got a bunch of dynamics between soft and loud. That one, for some reason, always gets me going. And you know, not to harp on it, but as I mentioned earlier, the song Ballad of a Poet, for real, that is just such a really powerful song to me to play. And then we mix that with, you know, Rain usually kind of lets the crowd know what the song is about. And I think Gord Downie was such a special figure to so many Canadians that the energy that has been creating in the room lately, mixed with how much I just like playing the song, has been super powerful. So that's been one where every time I see it on the set, I'm just like, oh, awesome. All right, cool. Can't wait to play this one.
Perfect. Well, I look forward to seeing you on Canada Day. It's going to be an amazing opportunity. We'll be backstage a little bit with the meet and greet for you, too. So look forward to meeting you in person. And have yourself a great rest of the week before you come up here.
Absolutely. Right on, Shane. And we'll see you there, man.
All right. Take care, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man. You too. Talk to you later.